Blog Talk Radio.
I hit the right button. That is so fantastic. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Romance Bookmark with Renee Bernard. Tonight I have Joanna Shoup on the phone. Is it Shoup? Oh, tell me it's Shoup.
It absolutely is.
Awesome. You know, well, this is our first time really to talk and get to know each other. And isn't that terrible? It, only as I said your name did it occur to me that it might not sound the way it looks, and then that would be the first topic for the show, how I botched your name.
I've heard it said a lot of different ways, Shup, Shoupe, you know, there's been a lot of...
Shoupe.
That's
somebody really stretching for it, huh? That's awesome.
Right.
Well, everybody, just in case you want to mock me later for how could you not say it's Shoup, of course it's Shoup. It's Joanna. It's JoannaShoupe. Shoup. There. And it's .com, by the way, if you want to look at your wonderful website. I love your website, by the way.
Thank you.
It's very professional looking.
My husband and I did that, a little joint effort with the hubby and I.
That's awesome. Is he helpful?
He's a computer guy. Yeah.
You said
he was dashing
in your bio. I was like, oh my, hey.
he told me that I have to take that out.
Oh, no.
He told me I need to take out the dashing, that it's false advertising.
What? No.
I know.
Tell him to own it.
Very dashing.
Tell him to own it. Yeah.
Right.
There aren't a lot of computer guys who can claim dashing. I would put that on my business cards if I was in IT. Dashing. Not a word you hear often in the modern context, and I think he should be tickled. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
So
I think he should be flattered.
Is he a romantic? Does he like what you do for a living, or does he perhaps wonder a little about your...
He is way, way, way more romantic than the two of us. He has always been Mr. Romance. I mean, I'm so incredibly fortunate on that front. And he's, you know, he couldn't be more, I mean, he's the whole reason practically that I dug out that manuscript that I put under the bed after college. You know, he encouraged me to get it out, and he has a lot of writing experience in his background and said, I'll help you edit it. Let's dust it off. Let's try to sell it. So, he's really been super supportive.
That is so wonderful. That is so cool. So you had it under the bed.
I did.
Gathering dust. And he was like, hey, I have an idea.
Yeah, it was like, you know, it was more like, you watch a lot of TV. Is there any, like, hobby you might have other than just TV?
It's like, honey, how many episodes of Downton Abbey are we? What are we watching here? What are we? Yeah,
right.
You need to get out of the house.
I mean,
a little more.
Exactly. And you
but
know,
then
he
chose.
Yeah.
You realize that you're going from one sedentary, like you need a hobby, and then you're basically then parked in front of another screen for massive amounts of time. So he might have thought that through a little better if he was trying to get you out.
Yes.
Right,
and you're right. I think in retrospect, he probably would sing a different tune these days. But
right,
you know, too late
if now. Sunshine and activity was part of the goal, then writing. You and I both know right now. It's like, yeah, that's the opposite. That is what that is. It's the opposite of
exactly
of Pilates, as I tell people. I'm like, yeah, no, it's not no breaking sweat. There's no
yeah. I think I have a vitamin D deficiency. Like, I think it's safe to say that, yeah.
Yeah. The seasons change. I miss it. Do you miss, like, every once in a while I'm like, oh. I mean, I get out. We have kids, right? So you have to take them to school. I don't, there's a law. And
right.
So that gets you.
Right.
mean, I don't know about New Jersey, but there's a law out here. We have to take them to school. So so I do see weather, just for the record, listeners. I do see weather. I do know what weather is. I remember what weather is. So there you go.
Right.
But the mom thing, that's a juggle. Am I right? Like, whenever I meet another author who has kids, I'm like, the tribe. One of my tribal members. So,
you know, I just read this amazing quote by J.K. Rowling. And, you know, I have two little girls. My little girls are, well, now they're 7 and 9. But somebody asked J.K. Rowling, you know, how did you write a book and take care of a small baby? And her answer was, I stopped cleaning my house. I lived in squalor for 3 to 4 years. And that's how we did it. And I read that and I was like, I understand that. That is a philosophy
yes.
I am currently living. I get it.
I love her for that quote, actually, because you can't do it all. There are days when, I'm going to admit it, where breakfast cereal suddenly becomes dinner. Like, I know what we'll do, right?
Yes, for sure.
You're like, whoops, I was supposed to make a dinner. Yeah, let's have peanut butter jelly. Let's have a picnic.
Yes, exactly.
And mine are 6 and 9.
Oh, so really close.
So there you go. Yeah, so we're in the pipeline. We might be BFFs and not even know it. We might be like major simpatico on this one.
We're in the trenches. I got to tell you,
I have two girls. I'm just saying.
Two girls.
I'm feeling the bond. I'm feeling the bond. So.
Yes. I feel.
Girls are awesome. Girls are awesome.
They are, indeed. Indeed.
Proudest moment as an author or most embarrassed moment as an author, they tend to be the same for me, I'm embarrassed to say. But this one I'll never forget. My eldest, when she was a single child, ever so briefly there, you've got that window. But they were doing show and tell, and she wanted to bring in something purple. And it had a primarily purple cover. And oh dear God, that did not
go over well, I'm sure.
No. For some bizarre reason, bringing in a romance novel into a preschool, not a solid situation. I can't imagine why.
Mommy,
that
you'll never
did not...
guess. You'll never guess what somebody brought in today to school.
Right? Right? And, of course, the purple one is Madame's deception, right? The one where I have a virgin running a brothel. Yeah, I'm all over the Mom of the Year award. So
I went in to
talk
my
defense,
daughters.
She inherits it. She thought her mother was a dressmaker. This girl's been away at boarding school. And when she gets back to London and Mom's dying, it's a bordello. And whoops-a-daisies. And what do? Do you throw these women out into the streets? No, you kind of have to sort of try to protect them and keep it going. So there you go. Virgin running bordello. Yeah.
Right.
Happens,
you know,
all the time.
I think the book that I talked about to my daughter's first grade class was The Harlot Countess. And so they what does harlot mean? Goodness. What does courtesan mean? What does hellion mean?
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Even my book titles are not really.
No. So the letter from the PTA was it particularly kind, or how did that go? Because mine, I'm banned for life, I'm pretty sure, but
they went easy on me.
Good. That's good. I'm, you know, somebody needs to give us a soft place to land. we poor beleaguered romance writers. Well, I have to say, the Wicked Deception series looks fantastic. And
thank you.
I like And I like your Knickerbocker Club, the Gilded Age. Do you think that it's finally breaking down? I'm seeing more of not just the Edwardian, but I'm seeing the 1920s and the 30s and, you know, even some World War II. It's starting to become a little more mainstream, and you're seeing those time periods more.
I hope so. I feel like we are. I don't know, you know, I don't know how those books are going to do, if readers are really going to gravitate toward them, or if it's just a temporary sort of wave and we'll see it go away. I don't really know. I mean, for me, the Gilded Age is so similar
mm-hmm.
to, you know, the Regency. And
it is. It is.
And even
we were
the
more
Victorian,
uptight, though, than the English. Don't you think the Americans are a little more uptight than the English? It's even more of an uphill in society.
Yes, possibly, because you had that old guard that was, you know.
We were dry. We were crusty. Yeah, we were crusty.
I mean, they really were trying to keep the new money out.
Yes, yeah. New
and
money.
It had nothing to do with titles. I feel like in England, if you had a title, it didn't matter whether you had money or not, because you were
yeah.
in like Flynn. But it wasn't that way here in America. You know,
new.
It really was.
You needed
different.
To be one of the old families, or one of those core families, you know, that could lay claim. And then, are you addicted? Are you watching Peaky Blinders? Are you?
I'm not. I heard it's so good. My husband.
Oh my God!
To watch it.
Oh my God! You have to watch Peaky Blinders. You have to watch Peaky Blinders. Just letting you know that right now.
I heard it's so good.
It is. I mean, it's shockingly good. And it's never what you expect. It's just, I don't know how to describe it, but it's, wow. It is. It's very good. That's all. It's very good.
Well,
and,
then I will, I'll have to start it. I'm,
yeah,
it's on my
anti,
list.
The hero / anti-hero in that is, how shall we describe it? Dashing. Let's say he's dashing. He's very charismatic. And, okay. But yes, from one romance writer / TV person to another, Peaky Blinders. You need to put that on your, yeah. You need to Netflix that right now, girlfriend. Do Hulu.
I will.
Do what you got to do.
I will.
Do what you got to do. Yeah.
I will.
It's research.
Consider it done.
Yeah, it's research. It's a different time period that, you know, you're going to, you know, it's always good to explore these things. Yes, yes.
Yes.
That's what I tell myself when I'm watching, you know, Poldark or...
That's another one I haven't seen.
Oh, Joanna. Oh, thank God we've become friends. And I can save you. Oh, thank God. Oh, whew. Stroke of luck. Wow. Okay, put that down. Poldark.
Poldark.
Yes.
I've seen the ads.
Mm-hmm.
He's very handsome.
Girl. Oh, my. Oh. Yes.
I'm having a little hot flash.
I'm fine. Whew, having a little hot flash. I'm good. Okay. Oh, yes, girl. We're going to be emailing each other back and forth. I'll be sending you a viewing list, things that you'll need to see, and then we can, you know, bond. And I'm going to try to talk you into coming out to Spokane. I really going to try to talk you into that. So you have to come. I would love to.
It sounds amazing.
Yeah, you need to come. I'm gonna make some phone calls, but we're gonna make that happen. Cause, you know,
and then
we're gonna
binge watch.
Oh,
Cold Dark.
Oh,
and...
brace yourself. It's all set now. It's over. So, okay, everybody. I can't believe it. We have less than a minute left. This is it. Another week of the Romance Bookmark, and Joanna,
it's so much
you
fun.
Are just
Thank
awesome.
You.
Thank you so much
Thank
for coming
you.
On the show, and I. As you can see, very structured, this program, very structured. So I want you to come back, okay, when
yes,
the book's
I
out,
love to.
When the next one's out
yeah.
in October. You got to come back. You just have to. And I'll see you in Spokane. All right, then. It's all
yes.
set. Okay, everybody. All our listeners, have a great week. Happy reading, and everybody stay safe out there. All right, see you next Tuesday.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe, and welcome to our circle.